Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, we have a good show for you today.
Oh, yeah?
We talked about, what did we talk about?
True crime at the beginning with Matt Fondelier.
That's right.
We talked about shopping. I bought a new couch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We talked about losing our shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. But first, let's talk about Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. But you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunniest side head on.
What's up, everybody? It's For Crying Out Loud.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Happy Friday. It's Friday.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, Stephanie.
What's happening this glorious... Let's say hi to our people real quick.
Yeah, let's say hi to our Patreon.
How about Elizabeth Williamson with all of her kids?
She got too many kids.
Athena Ginchard. She's a awesome
Athenia.
Bitch.
Athena,
Polly Butterfield, Mrs. Butterworth, love her. Dina Ramirez, got a shrug emoji for you.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Soberry, berry bitchy.
Carrie.
Valerie Fenwick, hit it out of the park. Kelly Luther Vandross is still recovering from her heart surgery.
Aw, Kelly.
Love you, girl. Better. Hero Yamashita is a hero to his kids.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is.
What's up, David?
Chris, get the strap. Colleen Skater Girl, Gabby and Missy, you two bitches.
Yeah, you two.
Reel it in. Come out of hiding. Stephanie Stinker Rinker, Ishan Vajpayee. Rebecca Lupin, put her in your pocket. Kelly Brandt, she is your aunt. She will give you a Tic Tac.
Yeah, and take you to Planned Parenthood.
Michelle McKibben, we love you. Amy Cunt is so nice.
Yes, she is.
That her name is not representative of her personality.
Right.
Aaron Landho. Alicia Escalante. Leslie.
Wyckoff.
Mm-hmm. Sarah.
Stefano.
Jennifer Falls and Jennifer Shelton. Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell. Learn to do Zoom a little.
Zoom.
Liz L. Sasser is so sassy. Sassy pants. And Randy Mae Ames. You got too many names.
She's got too many names. What's happening?
You know who dropped by?
Who?
Tell us.
Matt Fondelier on the Wheels of Steel.
Boom. What's going on, girls? Ladies?
We love Matt. We love when you come by the studio.
Yep, just, reorganizing some ads here in the back room, and you guys are like, get on the show, let's do this.
Yeah, I miss you because I used to see you like once every 2 weeks.
That's true,
to talk murder.
I miss you as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't.
Yeah,
yes,
I still talk about murder, but nobody listens to me.
We will.
Good.
We love murder.
Tell us some good, give us a few good murder shows that we can watch.
Sure.
Mayor of Easton, and that's a murder show.
Yes, Mayor of Easttown.
Did you watch that, Matt?
Not yet. My wife and I are a little bit behind. We are just finishing up The Undoing with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant.
He hasn't seen the last episode.
Okay, that was a
good
one.
I have not seen the final episode.
That was a good one.
That was excellent. And as soon as we finish that, we're going to definitely start The Mayor of Easttown, which I thought was the mayor, M-A-Y-O-R, the mayor of Easttown. And it wasn't until I looked at it that it's M-A-R-E, like a horse.
Like a horse. Does a horse have anything to do with it?
No, that's Kate Winslet's character's name.
Okay.
Why would you name a character Mare?
Yeah, not a flattering name at all.
Mm-mm. She looks like a mare, though. I don't know why. She does look like her name would be Mare.
Is it short for Mary?
Maybe.
Call her Mare?
Yeah.
It's like naming someone Ma'am.
I think it might be short for Marianne.
Mayor.
There you go.
But we were talking, we mentioned right before the show, I just finished this documentary on Netflix, The Son of Sam, which I really...
The Sons.
Sons. Plural. Sons of Sam.
Because apparently there were more than one.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Not
okay.
Just a copycat?
I wasn't interested in the whole Son of Sam thing. I didn't really know what exactly he did. But this documentary is insane because there's a lot to unpack. Right,
yeah, I agree. I did not really know anything about the story, especially being from California and Los Angeles, the whole New York murder scene.
Right.
Doesn't really, and it was happened before I was really old enough to kind of know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I just assumed it was about a guy who went around killing people on Lover's Lane.
Right.
Now, was Son of Sam, is that David Berkowitz?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So that's the one that his dog told him to do it.
That is right.
Okay.
And parts of the documentary is, I don't know if debunking is the right word, but they sort of break down what happened and why David Berkowitz was the one who got arrested. But this one detective had a very strong theory based on something even as simple as geographic location. Like, how could he get to that side of town and commit this crime when we saw him on this side of town? So his theory was that there were multiple people and that they were all involved in this crazy satanic cult. And usually when you hear that a series is going to delve into the culty stuff, you kind of think it's just going to be washed over. But it really, they were involved in a satanic cult.
Yes.
It's definitely what was happening. And
yes,
you watch this docuseries for 4 episodes and it goes to some crazy dark places.
Mm-hmm.
It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it got even more intense, like episode 2, 3. Like,
yeah, the third one
was just
mind blowing.
Yeah.
And Paul Giamatti is the narrator. He's basically reading what are, like, I don't know, journal entries of this main detective. And Paul Giamatti, great voiceover as well.
My
it's
God.
Just incredible. The whole story is just, it just flows for 4 episodes. It's crazy.
Yes.
So that was excellent.
Yeah. That was really good.
And
highly recommend it.
The other suggestion I actually told you about, Stephanie, which is on Amazon, there's a documentary called The Last Stop.
Mm.
And it's about this, I don't know if you want to call it a private school, but it was essentially a place where all the worst kids go, sort of like a boarding school, to try to become better citizens. But at this school, they basically are torturing the students. Let's put it that way.
Now, is this the one that Paris Hilton had gone to?
That is correct. Yeah, Elon's school. So Paris Hilton claimed that she was one of the students at this school as well. I mean, the basis of it is something that Stephanie and I talked about on one of our Rewind episodes.
The White House.
Right.
That's what I was going to say.
Is that the same place?
No.
I'm not sure if it's called the White House because I know what you're talking about. I think it's slightly different, but same idea where
right.
they just get these kids that are already pretty psychologically messed up. And there was this theory that if you scream and yell at somebody and like explain to them why they're such a piece of shit, they'll eventually become a better person. I don't know. It ended up just really messing up a lot of people.
You think?
And it's a fantastic documentary.
I mean, it worked for
really?
Me. So, yeah.
But what years does it take place?
It's all the way to present day. It was like a school that probably opened in the 60s or 70s, but it's still going to this day. It's not shut
down.
It's
still going.
That's right.
Wow.
And not a lot of regulation on these places.
Yeah, seriously. And, you know, the victims were all people, all like younger kids that were the rejects of society to begin mm-hmm. with. So nobody wants to listen to them.
Right.
And they get a lot of people who are a little bit older now kind of reflecting on what this experience was like for them. And they also talk to some of the teachers, some of the people who actually instigated all of this and why they still believe that it worked. It's just wild.
Wow.
Definitely on the depressing side, but worth a watch.
And that's on Amazon.
That's on Amazon. And I think when I was telling Stephanie about it, I think it's actually on YouTube also.
Oh,
it's called
okay.
The Last Stop.
The Last
now,
Stop.
Now, you were saying that there were some ties to Synanon, that cult.
Right.
In,
well, that
in
was
it.
The story you had told me about. And it was very similar, like the psychology of how they break through in these sessions. It's like scream therapy.
What's scream
so
therapy like?
Synanon was a cult that was started to help people like get off drugs, and in like the 60s, and it was basically a cult. Like all these people would come live there, and then they would take the kids and they'd separate them from their parents and send them to like a school, and mm-hmm. they had all these really crazy like punitive like ways that they treated them. If you lied, you'd have to wear like a sign that says like, I'm a liar, and they'd shave your head.
Hey.
And
yeah, that's all in this documentary as well. So it's directly connected to that Synanon stuff, because that's touched on in this thing as well.
Wow.
I mean, it was also, you know, back in the day of Est, remember Est, which is now the Forum. So Est was like this self-help kind of these seminars that you would go to. You would go through the Est program to better yourself. And basically the core of that was there were these Est leaders, and they would put you in a room, and then they would tear you down. Like, they would bring people up on stage and they would scream at you and yell at you and tell you you're a piece of shit and try to tear you down so that then they could – you could start over and like tear down your ego and build you back up. And you know, they would not give you food or water for like hours and hours and hours at a time in these group sessions, and not let you go to the bathroom, and just all these techniques that I think sort of got taken out as time went on. But now that's basically the Forum came from Est. If you ever hear people talk about the Forum.
Wow.
That's wild.
Yeah.
People love the Forum.
People, it's like the, what's it called? The one that you almost got sucked into. They did classes like that. What do you call it? You know, the
Nanyoho Rengekyo?
No.
The Buddhism one?
No, the one the
Scientology?
No, the girl that reached out to you on Twitter.
The Smallville actress.
Oh, yeah, Nexium.
Nexium. They did classes like that where they build, like they yell at you and they, you know, tear you down and then they try and build you back up. But anytime anybody wants to try and tear you down on stage with a bunch of other people, I'm out. Not for me. But didn't Adam's didn't his dad
tearing us down by yelling at us?
Yeah, no, that's his way of doing it. Didn't his mom do the scream thing? Yeah. Primal scream therapy.
Which was definitely echoing in my head when I was watching the scenes.
Really?
Watching this documentary and them talking about scream therapy. I was like, oh, Adam's mom would be right at home.
Yeah, she'd yell freak out. She'd lock herself in her room, yell freak out.
What else you got?
Let's see. I watched a fictional horror film that's on Amazon, I think. It's called Spontaneous. Have you guys heard about this one?
Mm-mm,
it's actually really highly reviewed on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got like 100%. It's like a teen thriller about this school where kids start spontaneously combusting. And it's kind of funny. It's really dark. I think it's actually kind of about school shooting a little bit, because it's sort of about just kids that think that they're safe at school and anyone could get killed at any time for no discernible reason. Mm-hmm. But there's a love story, and it's really well acted, and that's sitting pretty high on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's so crazy. That was good. Wow, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's something like that, yeah. That was good. Super bloody, if you like horror blood stuff.
Oh, okay.
They definitely did the spontaneous combustion right.
So I'm going to go give it a negative review on Rotten Tomatoes just so it's 99. Just, I don't want it to get an ego.
Yeah.
I want to tear it down a little bit so it doesn't feel like...
Yeah, exactly. And then the last murder story I have, I guess, is one that I'm currently researching, because you guys know that I work for Sword and Scale, write true crime stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing one right now that I think, as a mom, I think you guys might might enjoy. The sort of brief version of it is this girl, her mother was extremely strict, like a military, militant mom. And she was very like nerdy and very irresponsible. And she ends up forgetting to pay for her college housing. She misses the deadline. And she's so nervous that her mom is going to get mad at her that she kills her mom.
Wow.
And then in a cruel twist of fate, finds out the following day that she got into emergency housing on the college campus.
Wow.
So it's a crazy story. I mean, I just actually received a bunch of interrogation footage where apparently this girl falls asleep in the middle of an interrogation because she's kind of a weirdo.
Wow.
So that's the murder that I'm working on right now.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Well, that – if anybody has any judgment for me from the Patreon episode that you heard on Wednesday, then
this will cleanse your palate.
This will make you realize that I am I'm the smart one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go. That's the world that I'm living in these days.
Nice.
That's crazy.
And
did you find that story on your own?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Found found some crazy trial videos, and then just went from there.
That's great. The best is the trial videos and the interrogation videos. And,
oh, yeah. You can't. What's always great about all these stories is the person who's doing it really thinks that they're going to get away with it.
Right.
And it's just, it doesn't happen. You're going to get busted.
Mm-hmm. When they do these interrogation, how do they end up on YouTube?
I am not exactly sure. A lot of it's just, it's public. It's freedom of information.
Right.
And that's part of what makes the American justice system pretty cool, I think, is that, you know, with exceptions, you're allowed to, as a citizen, request this information. And they pretty much have to give it to you unless a state has, like, a specific ordinance against it.
Right.
And then nothing stops somebody from uploading it to YouTube. So you always get really wild stuff if you know what to look for.
Right. Wow. Well, that sounds good. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah, no problem.
Where can we find you guys? What show?
Well, I am one of the many co-hosts on a little show called The Water Cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I have a food segment. It's called Chez Fondelet. Mm-hmm. I'm very proud of it. We've been doing it for many years. We've done, what, like 300 episodes of this show?
Yeah, something like that.
It's wild.
Wow.
And we have a Patreon as well.
Nice.
And otherwise, follow me on Twitter, Matt Fondelier.
All right.
Yay.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Matt.
All right, let's talk about Storyworth.
Speaking of stories.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, Father's Day is coming up. Storyworth is an online service that helps your dad, grandfather, father-in-law, every father figure in your life share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. It's a fun new way to engage with them, especially if you can't be together in person. You know, like there's a person in the family that likes to tell the stories and has a past, and you know, like, grandpa, tell me the story, whatever. Storyworth can take the stories, they'll put it together in a nice binded, like a booklet, bound book, and you know, you can send them pictures, they put it together in a beautiful keepsake book, and it's shipped to you for free if you use our promo code, and it's a nice thing to keep. It makes a nice gift, especially for Father's Day.
Yeah.
So why don't you just give the person, the father in your life, the most meaningful gift this Father's Day with Storyworth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to storyworth.com/FCLWell. You'll get $10 off your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/FCLWell. You'll get $10 off your first purchase.
Also, Madison Reed, listen, I think that spending money at this point, now that we know about Madison Reed, spending money on coloring your hair at a salon is just, might as well flush it down the toilet.
Yeah.
Because, and your time, you know, you're going to sit in that chair for 3 hours while they get it just right. But Madison Reed is an at-home hair coloring kit that gives you salon results. Mm-hmm. And they have a stylist, a colorist that can help you pick out the best shade for your hair. But you can also, it's really simple. You just do the quiz online and you'll get to the color that you want based on, you know, what color you usually get your hair. And you get multidimensional, healthy looking, gorgeous, shiny hair. This is a game changer.
It was for me, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it starts at only $22. And they have 55 gorgeous shades to choose from. So find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com. Take coloring your hair at home to the next level with Madison Reed. You deserve gorgeous professional hair color delivered to your door, like I said, starting at $22. For Crying Out Loud, listeners get 10% off plus free shipping on their first color kit with code FCOL. That is code FCOL. That's madison-reed.com. Use the code FCOL for 10% off.
You know, so I have to go to Vegas this Thursday, come back Sunday, and then Monday's Sunny and Natalia's birthday.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? So what did you decide? Are they going to have a little party?
I don't know. Natalia wants to go to the beach. And you know what? That's good because her dad lives down there and has a house down there. So they can go down there and go to the beach and spend the night and do that. Yeah. Why don't we do that?
Yeah.
That's what she wants to do. But of course, she wants to go down to the beach in style. She wants to go out to dinner. She wants to invite the two boys that's in her little group.
Right.
Plus the other four girls. So that's a lot of kids. So I said, look, you're going to have to talk to dad. And this could be on his plate this year. Coordinate with daddy.
What about Sonny? Does he want to do anything?
Sonny's been hanging out with his friends. He went to the beach last weekend. He had friends over this weekend while I was in Vegas. They went swimming and stuff, which Sonny never does. He never goes swimming. Our pool was kind of warm, he said. But yeah, they hung out. They went swimming. They played pool. They watched movies while I was gone.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I think maybe he'll have friends over, I guess. Is that what he wants to do? I don't know. I don't know. He's different. Natalia, you know, it's her birthday. She wants to do stuff. Sonny, yeah. So I don't know what we're going to do. But then I got a plan. I want to go to Chicago to see. My nephew's going to have another second kid coming in just a few weeks, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Like, we'll see if he's – if him and his wife, which I think they are vaccinated, and Wendy's vaccinated. Like, yeah, I mean, but we'll see. Like, if first let's have the kid and then give it a few weeks before we all come. I don't know. We'll have to figure that out. But trying to figure that out, too.
I mean, these post-pandemic summer plans are really tough.
I know.
I've got nothing. I mean, Sadie's always been – Sadie and Xander never want to go to camp or do anything like that where mm-hmm. they have to be anywhere at right. any certain time.
Right.
They hate that. They right. like to sleep till 11 every day. But they also – there's nothing – I mean, all these camps that go for 1 week are so expensive mm-hmm. that you can really – I mean, personally, I can only afford – like, Elby's doing her camp. That's mm-hmm. happening. But Sadie used to do this camp where she would have been a counselor this year, the Twilight Camp I used to talk yeah. about, but that's not happening this year. I don't know of any camps for her. Mm. I might send Xander to surf camp for right. a week in Malibu, Mekos. No, he hasn't yeah. done it before, but he's open to doing it.
I know a lot of kids have done that. Like
Elby says she's too old.
Yeah, Archie did it, and like my other friend Carrie's daughter did it. They love it. Love it. But the only thing is that you got to, like, how do you get them there?
Well, that's the problem. You have to drive them to, right. I have to drive his ass to Malibu
right.
every day and pick him up every day. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be teaching. So it's going to be like, so either John will have to do every afternoon pickup. He might go with a friend.
That's
the friend
thing
lives in Woodland
do.
Hills. Mm-hmm. So either way, we're still going to have to go.
Somebody's going to have to. If you can get a friend, if you can like split the car duties, then that's worth it.
Right. But even if I send him with his friend who lives closer to the beach, she's not going to – the mom's not going to double back, come all the way to Encino and right. then go all the way back. Mm-hmm. I'd have to drop him off there in the morning.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's a week. I can do that. But why does everything have to be such a big shock?
I know. But, you know, they learn so much at that camp from what I heard. Like, it really teaches your kid about the ocean and, like, you know, obviously about, like, swimming in the ocean. And I don't know. It's just a good skill.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I think – I mean, I wish it was like an overnight camp.
Yeah, I know.
Where you could go for a week.
I know.
And just be at the beach every day.
I'm thinking about sending my kids overnight to Chicago and let them – like, they want to travel by themselves. So I was thinking about, well, Natalia, now she's telling me she can't go anywhere. She's not going to be able to go anywhere.
Because of volleyball?
Yes, because her club volleyball is ending at the end of June, which we have another. She just had a tournament this last weekend, Memorial weekend. She was in Orange County for her tournament.
Okay.
Now she's going to be in Vegas this weekend. Then she's got another one at the end of June, which just gives me a headache talking about it. So then at the end of June, then her season's over. And then I was like, okay, then we can go to Chicago for 4th of July or around the 4th of July.
Right.
Well, now Sonny wants to go to Alaska with Adam. Adam's going to Alaska for some shows in the beginning of July. And then he's like, well, how about I meet you guys in Chicago? And he can fly by himself and from Alaska to Chicago.
Okay.
I guess. I don't know if he's going to do that. But anyway, the point is they want to fly by themselves. So I think it would be kind of cute if we all went to Chicago and then they could stay there for the month and then come home.
Sure. Who would they stay with? Wendy?
Yeah. Wendy's been asking for them for years, like for summertime.
Listen, this is my friend and co-host of Rose Pricks, Angel Lakita Moore. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to her. We were just doing an episode the other day and she is sending – she has a literal baby. Mm-hmm. Her baby's like a year and a half. And then she has four kids. She has twins who I want to say are like seven or eight. And then she has a older one who's like Sadie and Xander's age. She's sending all four kids, including the baby, like out to stay with like her sister for 6 weeks. She's like, bye.
I'm like,
this is like a cultural thing.
Wendy, because
I'm like, what? Like, you have family that's willing to take your kids for 6 weeks? She's like, bitch, please. I took their kids. Mm-hmm. Like, it's family. Like, yeah, that's what they that's do. What they that's do. What we do. And right. I was like, wow, I have no family that would be like happy to have my kids for 6 weeks.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. Wendy's family, too, they do that. They give their kids away to the other, like, sister-in-laws or aunts or whatever for, like 4 weeks out of the summer or something like that. Yeah.
How fun. I know. They would love it.
I know. She's been asking for sending the text.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah, I know.
But the problem is volleyball?
Yes, the problem is volleyball. Natalia's like, you know, you guys can go, but I don't think I'm going to be able to go. And I was like, really? Oh, because she's starting – because she's going to be on varsity volleyball starting in – they start in July, she said. July? Yeah.
Well, when Elby played basketball, right. She played all summer.
Mm-hmm. They're starting it up. They're starting – so she's playing for the school volleyball.
So she made varsity?
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You kind of buried the lead. That's pretty cool.
I know. I forgot about that. I know. Well,
she's
going to
be
so
varsity
volleyball.
In her sophomore year. That's great,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, she's excited about it. And they said that she won't play unless she shows up at all the things. And it's all the rehearsals, all the practices are during the summer. And how is she going to go to Chicago and spend time with her family if she's got to be – enough with the volleyball.
Do they have any break?
No, not for her. Mm-mm. Because she's got the club at the end of June, and then she starts whatever. Anyway, yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah,
but I'm down for them to travel by themselves. I think they'll be fine. They will be fine.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
So Sunny can go.
She'll be 15 years old.
Yeah.
Certainly can travel by themselves.
Mm-hmm. I never went.
They have phones.
Yeah.
I remember traveling. I believe I told you this story, but it was a long time ago. Worst nightmare of my life. When I was 18 and I had to fly it's a sad what happened, but my best friend when I was 18 got hit by a car and died. And I had to go home for the funeral. So I was already really sad, like freaking out. And this was pre-cell phones, right? It was really hard to – you couldn't just transfer people money either, right? Mm-hmm. So like I didn't have money in my bank account. I didn't have cash. I was so poor that I had just moved to L.A.
Right.
I'd only been in L.A. for like, you know, maybe 6 weeks. I had no money. By myself – my friend dies. I have to fly home. Mm-hmm. So my mom had to charge the flight on her credit card. Okay. Mm-hmm. But there wasn't a way to like, unless except for maybe Western Union, to get somebody cash or money. So it was basically like she put the flight on her credit card. I go to the airport to get my flight. And then it was just like a planes, trains, and automobiles fucking nightmare.
Mm.
And I'm sad. I get there, the flight's canceled, right? And then like, what do you do? Like, you don't have a phone,
right?
So you can't. You're like at the mercy of like the people that work at the airport. You're like, I don't have money. I can't rebook a flight because my flight was paid for on someone else's credit card. Mm-hmm. You can't so it's like I spent literally like 18 hours just crying. Right. Nice. Just nonstop crying like, I don't know what to do. And then so they put me on another flight, but it left somehow later. And then that connected to this flight. And then somebody's there. And then somebody held a plane for me at one point. It was like different planes. But then, I know what happened. What happened? So I had to fly into New York instead of I was going back to Springfield.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to fly into New York. But then when I got into New York, the connecting flight, it was like I flew into like LAX.
LaGuardia?
The New York? Kennedy, right? But I needed to get to LaGuardia to get this. So they sent a car for – somebody sent a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
A car service. I had no money though, Lynette. Mm-hmm. I had no money. I had no credit. I didn't have a credit card to put this on.
Ugh.
And I had no phone. So basically, a guy came in like a limo, a car, to drive me from one airport to the other so that I could catch this flight. And I didn't know I was being charged. Somehow I thought the airport, the airline was paying for it because they'd messed me up so much and I'd spent so much time crying. It was just constant. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Nobody to call to help me.
That's the worst.
And I think I remember at one point somebody at like what, let's say it was TWA, was like, had to call my mom to say, like, we've got Stephanie here and this is what happened. And like, I'm in the background, like, mom, I don't know. You know, and she, you know, my mom could have cared less, really.
Yeah.
But she was like, you'll get here. I get the car. The car drives me. Oh, so I know what happened. I had $60. And I thought it was going to be free. But the ride was like $80. And they charge it. So at the end, he's like, okay, it's $80. And I'm like, what? I thought that it was paid for by the airport. He's like, no. Like, this is, I'm a private car service.
Right.
Like, they just arranged it for you.
Right.
But it's $80. Oh, I don't know. I don't have any money. And the guy was like, okay, well, how much do you have? I'm like, I have $60. That's all the money I have. And he's like, okay, I'll take it. You know, he felt bad for me.
Yeah.
But he got no tip and shorted on his money. He drops me off at the gate. That's the one where they held the plane.
Oh my God.
I had to take something like People's Airline. Remember that?
Oh,
it went out of business.
No.
People's Air. Look this shit up. It was like only a actual thing for like a couple years.
Right,
it was
right.
a bad concept. And then they held it. It was the last flight out of the night, or I don't know what I would have done. I guess I would have slept in the airport.
Oh, my God.
I make the flight, but by like the skin of my teeth, more crying, more tears. I sit on the plane, and then I finally come in. And I have no – I had to get – I guess I had to have the airline call – my mom to tell her when my flight was actually coming in.
Oh,
because I'd missed the flight in the morning. The flight was canceled in the morning. So now, like I said, now it's like I finally got in at like 1 a.m.
Jesus.
And had to get picked up at the airport. At
how many planes?
This is why I'm always paranoid about like not having my phone or money or my purse.
Right.
Like,
right.
what do you do?
What do you do? My thing is, what if you lose your phone like that? Then you're screwed. Like,
yeah,
what do you do? What do you do? I don't know. I don't even know people's phone numbers.
Me neither.
Like, I couldn't call.
I don't even know Elby's phone number,
yeah,
Lynette.
I don't know my
I'm
kids
such
numbers.
A bad mom. I'm always like, Elby, what's your phone number if I have
me
to
too.
Put it into something?
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I don't know her phone number.
I've
tried to memorize it, but you know my memory.
I know. I have the same problem, Sonny and Natalia. They're off by like one number, and
I always
get it screwed up.
I know Elby's, like, I know the first three digits of her number, but I always forget the last ones. Sadie and Xander, I couldn't even tell you what they start with.
Yeah.
I could not tell you.
I know. Yeah. I mean,
never call them. I just text them.
Right.
And I just go in my phone.
Right.
Yeah, so what would you do?
I have no idea.
Let's play the tape. Okay. You're in Vegas, right?
Yeah.
You're in Vegas. You can't find your phone. Your ID and your credit card.
Well, it's happened to me many times.
You lose your purse.
Yes.
What do you do?
I did once. I lost my purse.
That was at the first strip clubs.
No, this was a different story. This was not that long ago. It was like a couple years ago, and I was leaving New York, and I was rushing to get to my flight, and I went through security. And it was a new purse, I remember. It was like from Zara, and it was mint green. And it was like a backpack purse. And I got it specifically for the travel because I hate purses.
Right, me too.
You know, everything's falling, always falling in it. So I love the cross fit purse.
Right.
But, so I got the backpack. Anyway, I had a backpack. I had my carry-on. I had everything else. So I go through security, I get all my shit, and then I rush to the gate, and I get on the plane, and
I'm having such secondhand anxiety about – my heart is
– Yes.
My heart rate is up right now, just
I know.
To let you know.
I know.
Keep an eye on me.
Yeah. Okay. So I get to the – did you lose a mint purse too? No. So I get there. I get on the flight, and I put all my shit away except for my purse because I don't have my purse to put away. And I was like, wait, where's my purse? And then I realized I didn't have my purse. And I was like, wait, where is my purse? Where did I leave it? I must have left it. Then I backtracked in my brain. I left it at security.
Because you knew you had it at security?
I did have it.
Because you had to have shown your ID.
Right. I showed my ID. I go through security. I leave.
And you didn't like sit down or stop in one of the like stop at like Panera Bread?
No. I didn't have any time.
Okay. So at least you had it narrowed down.
Right. So I know it's at security. I put it through the thing. I know what I did. I put it through the X-ray machine.
Right.
I got on the other side. I got my shoes and my belt and the this and the that.
Well, if you didn't have to fucking get dressed.
I know.
Like,
that's the problem.
Redressed. People probably wouldn't leave their shit there.
Exactly. You had to like get all dressed, like my watch again and everything put back on.
Right.
So then I get going again and And so I'm like, oh my God.
Now you're on the plane.
I'm on the plane.
Had it taken off?
No. And I'm like, do I have time to run and get it? No, I don't. And then so I tell somebody, I said, I left my purse at the United security coming to this gate, this terminal, whatever.
Right, right.
And they're like, okay. And I have my phone.
Oh, you had your phone?
Yes, because
okay,
I put my –
this story just got a lot less scary.
Yes, 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 yes. But I had my phone in my bra.
Okay.
And I had my phone in my bra. And then I called – so I sent a text to Dylan. I'm about to get on the plane. I left my purse.
Where was Dylan?
I don't know. I just sent him a text because Dylan is my assistant at the time.
Right.
Well, he still is. I sent him a text and I say, I'm on the plane. I just went through security. I left my purse at security, blah, 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 blah. Then I land. Then we get on the plane.
So the lady that you tell is
like – it's like telling – it's like yelling it into a coffee can. It's like, did nothing. Like, she doesn't give a shit.
Yelling into a coffee can.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't in one ear. Like, she's like, not my problem.
Right,
but she's like, you know, she tries to, feign like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, what you're going to do
but
is
– not like, oh, we'll have someone run it over.
No.
We're taking off.
No. But yeah, we're taking off. Like, you're shit out of luck, bitch.
Oh, they probably had time. She could have, like, walkie-talkied. I'm mad in retrospect.
I know,
for
right?
You.
I know, right. No.
Girl code. She should have understood. Like, you can't just take off without your purse.
Yes.
I'm so glad you had your phone. Okay, so what happened?
So then this is what happened. Once we landed in L.A., then the pilot is standing. I remember the pilot standing there. You're getting off the plane and you're saying bye. He's just kind of standing around. And
right.
I was like, he said something. And I go, well, I left my – I don't know why I started telling him. I go, I left my purse. Do you know what I could do? And he goes, oh. He goes, give me your number. And I'm going back to JFK, and when I get back there, I'll see if I can get it, and then I can get it to you somehow. And I was like, oh,
and maybe take you out for a drink.
Exactly. So I give him my phone number, and I get home, and then Dylan calls, and like they can't find it, they don't have it, and then now I'm like, now it's like, all right, I just kissed that purse goodbye. I have to cancel my credit cards. I have to get it. I don't have my driver's license in my purse because I had my driver's license and the boarding pass in my pocket with my phone. So I had everything important really on me. Except for just my credit card. So
this is such a bullshit story.
Right, I know.
You had all the important stuff. Right. Okay, so you had to cancel some credit cards.
But I got a date with the pilot.
You did? Mm-hmm. Okay. Imagine.
I know, it was a mayor. Well,
did he call you?
Yes, he called me. And I was like, well, did you find my purse? And he was like, no, but I'll take you out to dinner.
Uh-uh.
And I was like, yeah, no, I can't. No, I'm married, but thanks. But maybe if you found my purse, I'd go out to dinner with you.
Right,
but no.
Let's just grab a drink, coffee.
Yeah, no. Bye. Thanks.
After yelling into the coffee can.
Right.
Okay. I want to hear a story of somebody that lost
everything.
Their phone,
I've done
purse,
that.
Everything. Everything.
Yeah.
Oh, freaking Kaylin wants us to do an ad.
All right.
All right. You know what, though? Here's something refreshing.
Yes. Let's talk about something refreshing.
Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea is refreshing. I love this stuff.
Me
kids.
Too.
Really, what's important is that the kids love it.
Yes.
Gold Peak Real Brew Tea is committed to the natural goodness of tea, plain and simple. They are introducing innovations like less sugar, zero calories. So they're making it a healthy choice.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to feel that sinking feeling when your kids are drinking like straight lemonade full of sugar the whole time. No, they have healthier alternatives.
Right.
My kids love the tea / lemonade.
Mine too. And I love – that's my favorite. Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kids, I have the whole – those fridges are all packed for the summer with Gold Peak Real Brewed Iced Tea.
Yes. And they're health conscious, not health consumed. You know what I mean? Because you want your kids to enjoy like a nice beverage.
Yes.
And you want their kids to their friends to come over and enjoy some like nice beverages.
Mm-hmm.
I like to be the house where a lot of kids come over and spend time. And I like to offer like a selection of delicious beverages.
Yes, me too.
As Gold Peak Real Brew Tea.
Yeah. And they've repackaged it. And so they're really cute little packages now that you can just throw into your beach bag.
Yeah.
Or golf bag or whatever, gym bag.
Yeah, so look for Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea in its redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. Gold Peak Real Brewed Tea. Stay gold. And now let's talk about OxiClean.
You know, I walked into Natalia's room yesterday and there's a pile of clothes on her floor that smell so bad. And she had her friend's clothes over. And also she had towels from the pool.
That
was just like – just musky, stinky. And so you know what I do when I have to wash those?
What?
I use the OxiClean Laundry Booster. It's specially formulated to work on that stinky, smelly, musky, flavorful smells that you get from teenagers. So I've been using it, and it's made a world of difference, and it smells so much better. It gets rid of that stinky, musty, yucky teenage smell. So work your magic with OxiClean odor blasters and say visit OxiCleanCoupons.com now, where a coupon is waiting just for you. Go to OxiCleanCoupons.com.
Okay, we're back. Okay, so you have had this happen. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on this topic. You have shown up somewhere, had nothing.
Nothing.
How did you get out of it?
Well, I mean, the thing is, remember when I tell you about Amy, the my friend? The key lost one, yeah.
Cocaine key loser?
Yeah. Ever since then, I really try to keep it, you know. That was the worst. When you're out of town and you lose your keys and you just, and that's your way to get home. And you're a teenager at the time. You don't have any money, you know. And there's no cell phone. So I can't like call home and get this. Or can you send me this? And, like parents don't have any money. They're not going to wire me anything. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
That's the worst feeling. But I've left, I mean, yeah, last episode we talked about how I left my ID and credit card. I mean, I
just, the idea of having no phone and being somewhere, it gives me such agita. And it's amazing that there was a time not that long ago where we didn't have a cell phone.
I know.
And now I can't imagine I'm addicted to my phone and just having that connection.
Yes.
That I feel weird. Oh, when I went with Xander, that I was telling you last episode about going shopping with him, I left my phone at home. And I felt really naked. It was a great feeling, though,
mm-hmm.
because it's like I don't really need a phone to be shopping with Xander for 2 hours.
Right.
Plus,
right.
he has his phone. And that kid is really not addicted to his phone.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a typical boy
mm-hmm.
where like Sadie and Elby have to have their phone all the time.
Yeah.
Elby would die without her phone.
Right.
But Xander's like, whatever. His phone runs out of juice. I'm
right.
like, Xander, I can't get a hold of you if your phone is dead. He's like, oh, I didn't even have it with me.
Yeah. He's like Adam with the phone.
Right. So but Xander had his phone on him. So I was like, if something really important happens, somebody could text Xander and tell him to talk
mm-hmm,
to me.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I was the most present I'd been in I don't know how long. Because normally, like if he went into a changing room, I would like look at my phone and like, you know,
right.
quickly look at Facebook or see if anyone texted me or check my email. But like I had no phone.
Yeah,
so
isn't
I had to literally
that weird?
Just sit there.
Yeah. What do you do?
You go, hey, do you have the jeans on yet?
Yeah. What's taking,
What's
so,
taking
long?
So long? He's like, Mom, it's been 2 seconds. I just got my shirt. All right. Well, like,
hurry it up. I know. What do you do with no phone?
You just sit and like stare at the signage around. You're like, oh, I've never really noticed this fitting room area before.
Right. You know what else I lost over the weekend in Vegas?
Uh-oh.
My earbuds case.
No.
I know. That's the worst because – so my girlfriend, Dawn – God bless her. You know, she gave me a room and everything. Oh, and she sent – so because she's a high roller, so she sent a car to come get me. She's like, I'll just send the car. The casino host will send the car to come get you.
Yeah, when you lose 18 grand, somehow they sure do a lot of favors for you.
They do. They're doing favors for her friends. Like, what did I do? I didn't lose 18 grand. You guys are going to come pick me up? Okay. So they sent the guy to come get me, and I'm in the – I get out of the car and then I have my earbuds in. I get to the casino. I'm going up to the room and then I get to the room and I'm like, now I can't find the case. It's not in my purse. It was on the plane, but now it's not. I mean, I'm a mess now.
You never found it?
No, I never found it. Never found it.
Okay. I know you're like this too because you and I are the same this way. And it doesn't matter how much money you have, but I don't know, like a couple of weeks ago, I was listening to my AirPods?
Yeah.
AirPods. And they were making like a stuttering. They were doing a thing where it wasn't doing it on the phone, but when I listened to a podcast, it was like...
I hate that.
Like it was doing this... Like it was breaking in and out, but really fast. And I was like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And my first thought was like, oh, I got to buy new ones. Because I don't... I'm just like, I don't want to deal with any, like, I'm not going to go get them repaired.
I know,
I'm not
going
to try to exchange them. I'm like,
well, what am I going
to
do?
I'm not going to like start then I'm going to have to go look it up. I did look it up online. I did do that. I Googled like what to do if they're making like a stuttering thing and it told me something to do and I did it and it didn't really help. And then I tried to clean them out, but then I did the thing again and it worked. It started working again. But I really was already down the path of like, all right, well, I guess I'll just have to.
Well,
and I'd only owned them for like a month.
Oh, really?
Well, no, I got them for I bought them like, I want to say January.
Yeah, I've had these for years and they're like the first generation.
Right.
So then I lose the case and I'm like, how am I going to go home now? Because I have to just, what am I going to do? Sit there, not listen to anything, go home?
Right. I would have gone to the Apple store at the airport. Bought the wire.
Right. So you know what I did? I went, there is no Apple store at the airport. So I walked because I had a lot of time to kill because I got there so early because I had to hit the strip club on the way to the airport. Anyway, so get to the airport.
You have your priorities straight is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So I get there and I'm walking. So I find a Hudson and they sell earbuds, right? They sell like, you know, the whatever. So I'm like, you know what? I'll just get the cheapy ones that plug in to my phone.
Right.
Okay.
I know where this is going.
Yeah. And buy them. I go sit down. I take them out of the thing. I break a nail trying to get them out of that packaging, first of all.
I'm irritated.
And then it's not the right plug. It's the kind of plug that...
I knew that was coming.
Yeah. How'd you know? How come...
Because the first thing I thought was they're going to have... I knew. I was like, it's going to be the little plug in the wrong kind.
The wrong plug. Not the kind of plug that goes in... But it was Sony and it said smartphone.
Yeah.
So I left them at the airport. I was like, well, I'm not going to do with these things.
I know. After you've already dedicated an hour to getting them out of the packaging, that is so insulting.
And I just did my own. I haven't been, by the way, to a manicure pedicure place in years. Like, I've done my own, been doing my own mani and pedi.
They look good. Your nails look good.
They're all taken apart since I've been sitting here for 2 hours. I've been. Because it all started at the airport when I was unpackaging the wrong earbuds.
Girl, I hear you. I don't like getting manicures because for this reason. I do not have the patience. I don't want to have access to my hands.
Right.
Which, what am I supposed to do?
I know.
Make conversation? Like, I need to be looking at my phone. If you get a pedicure, you can spend all the time on your phone which is so nice.
Right.
Manicure, I'm like, what? How long is this going to freaking take?
Yes.
How many fucking coats are you putting on? Relax. Like,
I know. And then I don't have my earbuds, so I can listen to something while I'm getting my manicure done.
And it's going to peel off. Like, by day one, it's going to have a nick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Really quick thing. You know what? Do you want to rent your home?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet it can be hard work.
Yeah.
You know what's easy?
What is?
Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home.
Yes.
So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save, Caitlin. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Okay. Quick story. I bought a couch. Yes. It's gorgeous.
Where'd you buy it?
Living Spaces. Remember, I think I told you I talked my kids into letting me get a black couch, even though they were like wanted a gray couch, anything a lighter color. But the one I loved was a black couch.
I would like a black couch because of Phil.
Yes. So anyway, I bought this couch at Living Spaces. It's really nice. I ordered it online. But it took a month to come. And this couch is constantly out of – you know what? You can look it up if you want. It's called the Abigail Estate Couch. Mm-hmm. If you feel like looking it up on livingspaces.com. Really nice couch. It's like everything that I wanted. Everybody finally – I talked them into it. And then the couch took a month because it's constantly out of inventory. I guess it's a popular couch. So like a lot of times you go to look at it and they're like, it's out of stock.
Okay.
Wait for it to come back in stock. So had the couch took a month to deliver. It got there. Robin was at my house time that it came. I don't know. Robin. And when we took it out of its wrapper, it was wrapped up like the ear pods.
Yes.
Like the earbuds.
Yes. Yes.
Took forever to open. But anyway, it's gorgeous. It's actually not black. It's gray. And it was
really?
But it was advertised as gunmetal gray, but I was looking at it in the store. It was clearly black. I was like, how are they calling this gray when it's black?
So you saw it in the store.
But it was the lighting. It was because of the darker lighting, you really couldn't tell the correct color of the couch, which is great. The couch ended up being a color that we wanted more. It's prettier than I thought it was going to be. Because that was the only holdup with the kids was like, black couch. But it's a beautiful, like, not even super dark gray color. Anyway, so I'm all excited about it. I'm looking at it. And I go, like, in the other room. And I come back in. And I'm like, there's, like, a thing on the side of it. I was like, is there, like, a piece of paper sticking out of it? There's a freaking rip in the couch. Part of the upholstery was, like, torn off of it. Which must have happened when they packed it up, because it certainly – we'd literally had the couch an hour.
Right.
We'd taken off the wrapping. And I'm like, these fuckers sent me a defective couch. And it's not a little tear. It's noticeable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is like similar to losing your cell phone where you just go – I just waited a month for this couch to be delivered. How am I going to – I can't send it back.
What are you supposed to do?
Call Living Spaces. Oh, and then you'll love this. You know, it's really hard to get through to them because it was busy time, you know, leading up to Memorial Day weekend, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, then you go to the live chat, and I don't know if you've ever had this happen. First, they send you to a bot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask a question, but the bot has to figure out if they can. It's a live chat. Well, the bot will say like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I don't understand." It's like talking to Siri,
right?
Where they're like, "I don't." You're like, "My couch is damaged." They're like, "We don't really understand what you're trying to say." Right. I'm like, "Then send me to a live person."
I know.
I'm already doing a chat,
right?
Like, so I finally it doesn't work. They're like, "Okay, we'll send you a person." Nobody ever comes to the thing. So then I have to call. Then I'm on hold for like 45 minutes. Like so long I'm on hold. I finally get a person. I'm like, hey, so I just got this couch delivered and it's got a rip in the upholstery. And she's like, oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And now I'm thinking though, am I going to have to prove this? Like I'm like, well, do you want to send me your phone number? I could email you a picture of it. She's like, ah, that's okay. We'll just she goes, well, let me look up your order number. She looks up the order number. She's like, oh, I'm really sorry, but we don't have any anymore in stock.
Yeah, but
I'm like, she goes, so you can return it. Like we'll come pick it up and we'll give you like a full refund. Or you can exchange it. Pick something else. And I'm like, no, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, You don't understand how my brain operates. It already took me a year to figure out what couch I wanted to buy.
Right.
I don't want another couch. If I wanted another couch, I would have bought that couch.
Right.
And not this couch.
Right.
So I'm like, I want this couch.
Yes.
But with minus the rip.
Right.
Fix it.
Right.
So she's like, okay, well, do you want to know when it will be back in stock? I'm like, yes, of course I do.
Mm-hmm.
So I get put on hold for a while. And then she comes back. She's like, it is going to be back, but like not for like 9 to 12 weeks.
Jesus.
I'm like, 9 to 12 weeks? She's like,
after you just waited?
Yeah, I go, I waited a month. So now I'm thinking, I go, well, I already got rid of my old couch because I put it on next door and somebody came and picked it up in like 2 hours.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Which is mm-hmm. so weird and shady. Did I tell you that last week?
No.
So I'm like, I don't, they're going to come and deliver the couch. I got to get rid of my old couch. And I have this big chair that matches the couch, but there's a little button that is in the tufting.
Right.
That fell off at right. some point. So now it just looks like there's like a quarter in it.
Uh-huh.
Like it's just metal. I'm like, we need to. So then John goes, well, we could just set it out by the curb and someone will pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, will they though? Who's going to be just driving by it
like
with a truck?
The pickup ferry?
So I was going to put it on the Buy Nothing Facebook group, but I haven't gotten approved.
What's a Buy Nothing Facebook group?
So it's a new thing. It's Facebook groups have a Buy Nothing page in your neighborhood where you can just offer up stuff you have to give away. And so if you're looking for something, sometimes it'll be on this Facebook page. But it's very kind of newfangled and like super like environmental conscious. And they have a whole code of ethics and like you have to agree to all this crazy stuff and answer all these questions of what's your motivation for joining the page and are you going to abide by the – it was like – I'm like, I don't have time. I'm trying to get rid of my couch.
Yeah.
Do you want it or not, Buy Nothing group? So I've not been approved yet. But anyway, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a picture of it, put it on Nextdoor.
Mm-hmm.
I put it on Nextdoor. Within like 20 minutes, some guy's like, hey, so when can we come get it? I'm like,
wow.
I don't know, 4 o'clock? He's like, okay. Comes by with the truck, takes the couch, takes the chair.
Wow.
I know. I was like, what's he? He didn't even want to see it first. It's like dirty.
Wow.
But
what
I wrote.
I think he did.
Also kind of Xander, I think, had jumped on it. So it was also kind of like not. I think it was missing like a support thing.
Uh-oh.
Underneath. I mean, it's like kind of falling apart.
Right.
I wrote on there. I was like, listen, this couch needs a serious cleaning and it's kind of sinking in the middle. I go, it's not super noticeable, but and I sent a picture of it. No questions asked,
care.
Just we're coming to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Guy came, took the couch. Anyway, so now I'm with the talking to the lady. I'm like, but I don't have a couch.
Right.
I already gave my old ones away, like, because this one got delivered.
Yes.
And she's like, well, you keep that one, and then
until
you know, when
ready.
The new one comes in, yeah. we'll just send it to you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So I got, like, a couch with a rip in it. But but it's kind of nice, because now I feel like, okay. You can
do whatever
really
you want. Right. Because
exactly.
You'll get a new one.
I'm like, go ahead and eat on it.
Yeah.
But don't get used to that.
Right.
So I have a couch. John's going to buy some chairs. Now we just need a rug. And we're going to have
Cake
like
Marengo.
A more styling living room.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right.
Leave
Kaylin,
you with that.
How are you doing? Everything good?
Yep. All good.
Okay.
All right. So let's give a shout out to the rest of our people who are on our Patreon, on our level. Sylvia Berlin is with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes. She serves the OC. So if you want to be like one of the Real Housewives of the OC and live there, why not go through Sylvia?
Okay.
You can contact her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at BerlinTeamHomes.com, C-A-D-R-E-0-1-9-8-8-6-0-1. The Bittersweet Life podcast is these people are going to help you change your life. What are you doing? Just sitting around?
Yeah.
Living your same old boring life? Do you want to live in Rome or not?
Well, I would like to someday.
These people are like changing
Rome.
Their lives, doing crazy things, exploring life and their dreams. And it's called the Bittersweet Life podcast. Check it out. Basic Becky. Just basicbecky.com or Basic Becky on Facebook is going to make you a t-shirt. What, do you not want a t-shirt? You don't want a funny saying on a t-shirt?
I would.
Or your name or your husband's name.
One.
How about for Father's
your
Day?
Your husband's name.
Somebody's name. Your ex-husband's name. Your brother's name. You know?
Mm-hmm. Somebody.
Get a t-shirt
what
from Basic
from
Becky. Also, Brittany She has her online boutique, Boutique by Brit. She wants to make you feel beautiful, not ugly, beautiful. Everything's at a low price point, nothing over $50. She will try on the outfit so you can see what they look
like.
Yes, just message her. Shop Boutique by Brit, BRIT.com. Shop Boutique by Brit. And she says if you use the code FCOL, you get 20% off. Through June.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
And last but not least, Carrie has misdeeds and intrigue. She's working with a former Howard Stern producer, and they're going to talk true crime, scandals. They use original interview clips, like talking about Ghislaine Maxwell's dad and the Sarah Lawrence cult scandal, all modern stuff right up our alley. So misdeeds and intrigue, check it out.
Nice.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, you. Thanks, Kaylin.
Thanks, everybody. You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Hey, movie lovers, who needs a theater when you have Pluto TV? Grab your popcorn and your streaming device because free movies are here. Pluto TV is your home for movies. Great movies are playing anytime in over 20 exclusive movie channels of action, horror, rom-coms, and more. Watch hits like Saving Private Ryan, Pretty in Pink, and Charlie's Angels all for free. No signups, no fees, no contracts. Ever. Download the free Pluto TV app on any device.
Save big money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now.
Save.